a week.
Explain why he's bought.
To make a little quick sikkum on what we learnt already last week. We spoke last week about Dovah She'enah Moisav Hevel, yeah? Something which is not in itself Moisav Hevel. It doesn't give out as an insulator itself. It's got nothing in itself. So we mentioned a number of heterium. Very briefly, the heterium were Smutav is done on Erev Shabbos. That means a person's got a pot of chicken soup which he took off the fire on Erev Shabbos, boiling hot. He wraps a towel around the pot on Erev Shabbos, that's mutter. Because since it's a dovash to aid the moist of Hevel, it's not, the towel doesn't give out more heat. It preserves what's there and it goes down, actually, eventually goes down slowly, yeah? But it hasn't got a kirk in itself to give out heat. It can preserve the heat. It's dovaham mamid, it preserves it. That is mutter if you do on Erev Shabbos. To do that on Shabbos is awesome. I mean, the person takes his chicken soup off the fire on Friday night. And he wraps a towel around it Friday night. It means that the hot plate's gone off, and he knows he's only eating on a half an hour, 3/4 of an hour. So he wants to make it nice and hot. So he takes a towel and he wraps it around his hot plate. He wraps it around his chicken soup in order to make it. What do you call it? That's it. It's nice and hot. That is osa on Shabbos. It's osa on Erev Shabbos mutter. That was number one. Number two. Well, on the hot plate, maybe. Well, that's much worse. We'll come to that. Number two, eighth number two was Ben Ashmosh is allowed. It's not really so relevant. It's a couple of Shabbos. Number three is Hatmon of a Mitzvah. We're going to speak about that by Arichas a bit, hopefully. Hatmon of a Mitzvah. You don't wrap it up completely in the pot. The case you gave last week was, let's see. And you wrap it up, put the towel around it, but let's say it's not. It only goes up to here. You put a lid on. I haven't got a lid for this. I didn't bring a lid. Put the lid on, and let's say you leave the lid open. Let's say, right? So it's not covered. Yeah. So it's open, subside. It's quite a bit of a chelik of it uncovered. Quite a bit of it is uncovered. I mean, if you leave quite a bit of it uncovered, there's no problem. We're going to speak about this by Rikas actually now, yeah? But that's what we're going to be honest. That's number two. Then we mentioned another heter was one of the mitzvahs was number three. Then another heter was, if it was done on Erev Shabbos, you meant before, even on Shabbos, you can wrap it up again, yeah? Because once it was done on Erev Shabbos, that's when the gzeira is. That's not applicable on Shabbos itself. And then finally, the number five was if you pour it into another keli. If the contents are emptied out into another keli, and then you wrap up that second keli, there's no gzeira, because you've already shown us it's not so interesting. It's already cooled down by going into the second keli. Okay. Now, let's now talk about hatmona on the dovah ha-moisiv hevel. Now, most people tell you, well, we've got no item which really is like this. We've got no insulator which is moist of hevel. Have we really nowadays?
Top of the.
So on that the Mechaber says over here, let me show you the Mechaber. It's very interesting. The Mechaber says in Ration on Zion, I think it is. Very interesting. Let's see, Tess. And the Mechaber says, this case over here, that means, for example, let's see, you've got this on the fire. This is on the fire. And you've got let's say, like this. And now you put another keli on top. You put this keli on top of it. So this keli, and then you want to put a towel round this top keli. So you want to put a towel like this. Wrap it all round. All sides. And you put it on top. Yeah? That is called a dovah ha-moisiv hevel. Why? Because the bottom is a fire. The fire is going up. That's called moisiv hevel. The moisiv hevel doesn't have to be the insulator itself, the Mechaber says. As long as it's on something which is moist of hevel, and now you wrap something around that, it's a chiddush, that's called hatmona b'dovah moist of hevel.
It's the towel is hot, summer's
right. Well, and it's not on the fire.
No,
because if it goes down, the towel doesn't give out heat. The heat gets lost in it. It hurts it for a bit of time, and then the heat gets lost from it. That's called a dovah hamamid, or it's not called a dovah hamoisiv. Hamoisiv means it gets mamish, a kerch into it. Yeah? So that's an example, very practical example, this actually. Very common people do this. That means on a hot plate, on a blech, everything you can have, that is, and when you wrap the food up in itself, that's called a dovah hamoisiv hevel, and you mustn't do that. That's also even on Erev Shabbos. I mean, even if I do this percent even on Erev Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do it. If it's on somewhere where there's a fire coming out, yeah, you hear that, it makes no difference. Even on Erev Shabbos, this is also to do. One mustn't do this even on Erev Shabbos. Hot plate is the same thing. If you put a hot plate, the hot plate's got an element in it, it's giving out heat. The hot plate's got the same thing, it's called a dollar moisture heaven. You have out. One minute. So we're going to come to the tail now. So we're talking about Dovah Moisel Hevel, yeah? Oh, 1 minute. So now we want to talk about now the Maisa. So what are the tail? Is there ever a case where you can do Atmona and it's Mutter? Now, one other thing I must tell you, I don't know any Sfardim here, the Machaba is very, very Machma here. The Machaba holds, if you've got a pot on the fire itself, without anything surrounding it, that's called Atmona and it's Osa. Atmona bemits us, that Atmona is Osa. So that's a very big chiddush of the Machaba. The Machaba holds the Hatmona, even if the underside is just touching the fire, it's on the coals itself, mamish, even if there's nothing surrounding the other side, that's called Hatmona, but mitzvah, that's osa. We hold our minigas, that's mutter. Hatmona, but mitzvah, is mutter. In fact, we allow you even to cover a keli as long as a substantial amount of it is not covered. What's called a substantial amount is there's a few diukim in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, in many places, mashmah, if the top is not covered, that means five sides are covered, the underside and the sides around it, but the top is not covered, I mean, it's open on the top, that is called not mutman, that's called hatmona, but mixas, and that is mutter, even with a dobar moist of hevel. So if you're asking, how can you ever have a towel round a keli on Shabbos, the answer is if it's not wrapped on all six sides.
What about
vice versa?
On top, yes, but not.
It makes no chilek waste. That's a good point, actually. The Forsham say makes no chilek waste uncovered. You can have it uncovered on the side.
You're saying, like, cover on top, it's not.
I'll tell you what another Forsham is speaking about. This is a very interesting shayla. I thought, but we want to say, what can you do? I haven't given a good example here. Let's say you put over here, let's say it's on a hot plate and you got this on top, yeah? Now, I'll tell you another ecosystem what you can do to make this covered. Let's say you put on here a big lid.
Turn that upside down.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay,
very good. Yes,
that's
right.
My
put this lid on top here. This lid is too big. If you now put a towel around here, drape a towel around here, and the sides, round here, there's an airspace all the way around, because the lid extends, protrudes out. So it stops the towel touching the sides of the cave.
You've left it open. Is that supposed to be closed?
It's supposed to be closed, yeah. I mean, you have to do it, that is. But this lid is very, very small, really. This lid is very small.
That's supposed to be covered as well, sir.
It's all covered. Right. But if you've got a big lid protruding on the top, that lid stops the towel touching the sides. That has to be, Shabbos says it has to be nicker, it has to be recognizable. So I'm saying that's why I didn't bring the right size lid. You need a bigger lid. You need a bigger size lid to make it that it droops around the side. You with me? Yeah, that is another hekatimtsov of holding a keli, wrapping a insulating a keli, and it's, the heat will stay in it for quite a while, but it's not touching the side. Let me show you the Ocha Shabbos over here.
Basically, what he does is
put
a board on top of
yourself. Yeah, a board is a good idea. Yeah, you put a board on top, then you put a towel around the side. You can tuck it at the bottom. But since the towel won't go into walls, it's blocking it against the walls. And it slopes downward.
It's three walls, but it's one wall it doesn't touch. Are you saying it's got to be away from all?
No, once you've got mixed, it's not touching, it's already all right. Yeah, as long as you've got one part of it that's not touching, really, that's already called heter. Yeah? It's not called one has to be on all six sides. Once you've got one side that's not touching, it's really not called it's not called mutman already. So if you've got a board across there and the towel goes down, you've got no problem.
See, that much there.
Let me read out a list of the Roshan of the Urukh Shabbos here. Well, we have parrot base. He says it has to be nicker. I don't know, we have to know what that means, that nicker. What does nicker mean?
Parrot base.
One of the mixers. It mustn't be touching it, Moshe. It has to be here. One of them I am. Yeah, that's a big board like that would be okay. Hefsek aveir zeh bein abagodim. This hefsek between the clothes, sorekli as nika. It has to be recognizable. That means it has to be that no normal person would insulate in this way. That means there's got to be enough of a gap that a normal person wouldn't want to insulate a cup in that way, a pot in that way. Ain't die the hefsek kosher. It's not enough. A small little gap in between is not enough.
Three sides and one side is over.
Yeah, that'd be all right, though, yeah?
If you've got a challah, let's say, top of your urn, so you could cover it over to a certain extent like that. So that side is, according to you. So this, there's the challah.
The whole chala, it's the whole chala.
The whole chala is on top. No, this is your urn.
Yeah.
This is your hot water. Yeah, your chala on top, Shabbos morning to warm up. But if you do it like that...
But one thing, it has to be recognised.
So what, but one side is open, it's not...
What's open? Chala's open, not the pot.
Sorry?
Chala's open.
Chala, okay, what I'm saying.
What chala, if that doesn't go round this side, yes. That'll be okay.
That'll be okay. That's what I said, it's okay.
That'll be the chala, yes. You droop it round here.
If you droop it like that, so you cover three sides,
one side is open. That we must.
You could do that. Yeah. That's awesome. Make sure
one part is
what I do is right. One side, just feel the same.
One part. Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah.
It's taking you a year to get on here, I think, though. It's taking you a year to get on. It's worth it.
45 years.
Right, so Bekitzer, that's another itzah. As long as it doesn't touch the sides, that will be okay, yeah? So those things that I have, my Dovah Moisef Hevel, that's Mutter. There's another heter as well, and that is also, we touched on this as well, this is very important on Ocher, that is a wrapping which is done to protect the food is not called Tatmona. That means we said every time you put food in the Kedera, for example, and you put a lid on, let's say the food comes all the way up to the top here, yeah, and you put a lid on, so the lid is mummish on top of the food. Why is that not hatmona? And you put it on the black, it's hatmona with dovah moisef hevel. Mummish. That they all say there's no problem with that at all, because that hatmona, the first keli that you put around the item, that's to protect the food. It's got various reasons why you do it. There is no problem in that hatmona. L'chayra, I don't know, I can't remember what the title was, but L'moshel, let's ask this shayin over here. Someone takes the challah out of the freezer, let's forget about the isolates and everything. Let's say he's got a challah on the side of his worktop. He wants to put it on top of the urn. It's in a plastic bag. Is he allowed to put it on top of the urn? Now the plastic bag, alright, it's got a tiny piece of foil at the bottom. It's got a tiny piece of foil, it's got a little layer of foil at the bottom, and he puts his challah in a plastic bag on top of that piece of foil. What he wants to do is he wants to warm the challah, that when he gets his challah put in for the meal, Shabbos morning, it's nice and crusty. So now, most people tell you, the reason why they put a plastic bag around it is to keep cleanliness. That is not called hatmona. The fact that you're doing it to protect the challah, that is not called hatmona. If a person then takes a towel and he wraps it round the challah, that second one is a problem.
So take away the plastic, just put the towel on the challah. Why can you not say that's to protect it from the thing should fall on top of it?
Yeah, well, that's not really true, is it? Because you wouldn't do it really. That's mamish for hatmona. It's not really true. No, it's an interesting point where he's saying, he's asking, why can't you say that's also protected? It's not really true, you're not doing it for that. So Raya, you took out the plastic bag, you're not interested so much in the cleanliness there.
The plastic on the heat, melting on the
collar. So you have to know, if you tackle right what you're saying, and you're doing cleanliness, I find it very hard to believe, but if a person would do a cleanliness, yes, Lord, I have to find out about it. It's an interesting point you're saying. But the higher, normally that's not the case, yeah? Normally what you're doing it for is keep the heat in. So there, that's problematic. But the plastic bag, a lot of people take... But this is the point. It's good oral.
How many lotion? Takes out the freezer. She puts it on top in a plastic bag. Lotion from whatever.
Just pure lotion in a plastic bag.
In a bag.
No plate. No. It doesn't melt on the urn. No. You've got a little piece of foil on it. Piece of foil.
No. It
doesn't melt. That's okay.
Yeah, so you can put the towel over it.
Not completely around it. Because that's...
Okay.
What?
You think one layer is okay?
But you told me you got a plastic bag already. The plastic bag is one layer.
Protected.
But you can't put another layer on top of that. The second layer is the hatmona. The first bag, which is that... The first bag to protect it is mutter. That's not hatmona. The first bag is l'chayra, why is it not hatmona? The first bag which is there for protection is mutter, because it's there for protection. To now put another layer on top of that, that's not allowed. That's insulating, that's hatmona, that's not allowed. Everyone with me so far?
Yeah.
Mine's very posh so far, yeah? That would be a way of doing it. So a person wants to heat up, and let's say someone now wants to heat up a piece of schnitzel on Shabbos from the fridge.
Yeah.
So l'chayra, let's say he takes a piece of foil over here. He wraps up his, I don't know what, schnitzel or schnitzel inside here. All sides, and he puts it on top of the urn. Is it allowed?
Yes.
Yeah. That the hoe is allowed, because the reason why he's wrapping it.
One cover.
So one piece, it was one piece of foil which I wrapped up.
Wrapped around three times.
One piece passes all right.
Yeah.
And so, well, this is the one layer I'm doing around here, I'm doing to protect it that it shouldn't come out.
One piece of paper, wrap around three times?
No, that's no good. That's no good. I'm doing one layer, just around one piece of this. One layer. It's on top of the urn over here like this.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving it on there. And for safety reasons, I'll put another piece of foil, just a piece of foil underneath, in case it leaks out, no problem. That way it's better. That is mutter. Because that layer of foil is to protect the schnitzel for kosher reasons, not to make the layer flashy. In fact, someone told me, he heard someone say, you know, these homogusmans have got two layers on.
Yeah.
Someone told me he knew someone who went to a hotel or whatever it was for Shabbos, and he told the hotel to put the homogus meal in the meal before Shabbos, and he's going to get it on Shabbos itself. So he got the meal on Shabbos, and he said, you know, I can't have it, he said to himself. Because it was Hatmona. It's double wrapped.
The
goy did it, but Hatmona's also on Shabbos, because Hatmona's a problem. I don't think so. Hatmona, whatever you can't do. The answer is that's wrong, my friend. Because that double wrapping there is for halacha reasons. That double wrapping, the reason why Mr. Hermodis wraps it twice is because he's worried about halachas. He's not doing it to insulate it, he's doing it to protect the halacha there, that shum and steam that goes through. That double wrapping is mitzvah halacha. Someone goes to a cottage and he wants to use the oven. I'm not going to all the deal. Let's say he double wraps things in the oven and he has his oven going off on Friday night and he double wraps it, that will be mutter. That's not a shayla of Hatmona. Because there, that double wrapping there is done for halachic purposes. Yeah, it's not done for insulation. It is done for halacha reason. That's not called Hatmona. Yeah, sorry. That's what's not. So that's a very interesting. What?
I think if I put down one of these ovens away, silverfoil container. And I double wrap it twice, three times. It shouldn't be the
kashrus. Okay. You don't do the kashrus. You don't need to wrap it so many times. You're going over the top there.
Twice.
A foil container, which is one container, you wrap it once, maybe. I mean, you don't just wrap it three times.
Twice.
You got the foil container up as a wrapping. Yeah. I mean, to go round and round and round, no problem. If a person's doing it mamish mitzvah halacha, he's doing it as kashrus reasons. He's doing it for that reason. Then that will be mutter. Another eitzah for this schnitzel. Let's say a person wants to get the schnitzel really hot. I've got another eitzah for him. How to do this on Shabbos. He puts it on top of his urn. Is that mutter?
Yes.
Mutter. Can he make it even hotter? You know what you can do? You can take this pot over here, cover it over, because there's no hatmon, it's not touching the sides. This schnitzel is not touching the sides. It's not mutman. That way it'll be very hot, because it traps the heat in. In fact, someone told me there's a thing you can buy for the hot plate. I haven't seen this actually, but someone told me there's a basket you can buy for the hot plate. This for a hot plate. I must tell you, everybody, I'm not talking about, you have to be very careful with these hot plates, because it's very dangerous. You must have put a towel or a blanket on a hot plate, it's mummy's suicide. It's mummy's dangerous, yeah? So that, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the mice on top of the hot plate. We've got a cady ready on a hot plate, which is said it's done by most of Hevel. You've got another cady on top of that. So there, the towel goes around, there's no problem. There's no danger there at all. Yeah, hopefully. I mean, unless it slides down, but one has to be careful. But in that case over there, one's got no problem over here, because you've avoided the issue at one. The first wrapping over here for your schnitzel is mutter, because that's just to save it, that doesn't get the cane dirty. The second one you put on top over here, it's not surrounding it, it's not touching the sides. Marvellous. Yeah, but it's not what Chazal does it. Because Chazal, it's doing a marvellous job actually. It's doing an amazing job. It's mummy's enclosed on all sides and your schnitzel will be lovely and hot. It's butter.
So can I use my silver container, put a schnitzel inside it, there's loads of space, not tonight, I'm not cooking, and I can put a towel around it as well.
No, my friend, because the second towel, the first cady is mutter, but the second one mustn't wrap the outer cady.
That's what it's foil.
But this is not touching at all. This is not, it's not touching the cady.
This is not touching either the
cady. But your silver foil is touching the outer cady, the cady.
Can you put the silver foil on top?
Are you with me? The cady, you mustn't wrap a cady up. So you mustn't put a piece of towel around the cady. The towel that goes around this cady is not touching the food. But the point is, you mustn't wrap a cady up. So if you've got a cady which you've got in food, you mustn't wrap it up. This way round is that it's got a food down here, the cady's not being wrapped up at all. There's no problem. Those are the eighths, the violet of what to do with Dovah Moshe of Heaven. Okay, everybody, say.